We wrapped up our first season 3 weeks ago. While we're waiting for season two, we thought it would be fun to throw in a few minisodes. So this is the first minisode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
I'll admit it. Learning the truth about Eddie threw me for a loop. I was in the middle of the strangest case of my career, while falling for Neela harder than I've fallen for anyone. And then, the Eddie bombshell. It would take me quite a while to think my way through this one. So let's take a break from my predicament for a bit. Remember those guys who chased Orb and caused him to take a time turn in the first place? Their story didn't end when Orb disappeared and they crash-landed on Earth.
How long's it gonna take you to fix this thing, Grud?
I don't know, boss. We crashed pretty hard.
We didn't crash pretty hard. You crashed pretty hard. I told you to get this ship serviced, didn't I?
You sure did, boss. But I told you we was getting too close, didn't I?
You don't deny me. I can deny you, but you don't deny me.
Sorry, boss. I didn't mean to deny you.
Well, you did. And don't let it happen again.
I won't, boss. Nope. I sure won't.
Anyways, get back to work.
Sure will, boss. I think I'm getting pretty close. What are yous reading there?
It's the manual for some kind of upgrade to the ship.
Oh yeah, the T-squared. Brand new. Pretty fancy too. We're the first ones in our part of the galaxy to have it.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Alright, I confess. I stole it off that Metzi ship that came through a couple of weeks ago.
You gotta stop fiddling with our ship. It's probably what made us crash.
Nope, it was you. I told you we was getting too close, didn't—
Watch it! So what does this T-squared do?
You've been reading it. What does it say?
Alright, let's see. The T-squared is the most ambitious upgrade ever offered for intergalactic vehicles. It allows your craft to make a time turn when activated. You can turn back in time. And once you're in the past, you can turn forward in time. The only restriction is that you cannot go into the future. You are limited to the past and the present.
Wow. Glad I stole that thing now.
Grud.
Yeah, boss?
That guy we was chasing. You said we didn't lose him, right?
Right. He just disappeared. I told you that, didn't I? Sorry, boss.
What do you suppose made him disappear?
I don't know, boss. I've been scratching my head about that ever since.
Think about it, Grud. Maybe he didn't just disappear. Maybe he used the...
I don't know, boss. What did he use?
You idiot. It was the T-squared. He took a time turn.
Oh. Yeah, that explains it. He didn't just disappear. You're pretty smart, boss.
Well, I hope you're smart enough to fix this ship, because we've got a time turn to make.
Just made the last adjustment. I think it's ready.
Then let's chase this guy into the past.
How do you know he went to the past?
Because it says you can't turn into the future.
But
what?
But what if he's from the future? And this is his past. Then he could turn back to his present.
Grud, sometimes you surprise me. Even though you're right, I think the odds are he went to the past. Besides, that's the only direction we can go, right?
Right. Well, let's get back to the ship and see how this T-squared works. This is the new control for the T-squared. You sure you want to do this?
Don't you remember what he's got on that ship? We find him, take him out, get the stuff. We'll find another buyer. And this time, we'll wait for the money before we hand over the package.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, this T-squared reading says that in Earth's time, we're in the summer of the year 1947. And hey, you were right. It shows that another ship took a time turn and went back almost 70 Earth years.
Then that's where we're going. Push the button.
All right, here goes. Boss?
What is it now?
Look out that window. Another ship is coming in pretty fast. It's gonna crash right where we're sitting.
Then push the button. We need to disappear.
You got it, boss. We're still here, boss. I don't think we're gonna make it before that.
Whew, that was close.
We just disappeared, didn't we? See? I told you that guy's ship just disappeared, didn't I? Didn't?
Grud.
Yeah, boss?
Shut up and take us to the package.
So yes, the plot got thick enough to include a comeback for these two. Of course, I didn't know about them at the time. All I knew was that I'd been fooled by a ditzy secretary who would turn out to be my arch enemy.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. Now, most of the time, the voices you hear in this series are Roswell residents, but not this time. This minisode of Roswell, BC is entitled, Didn't I? And features the voices of Scott Phillips as the Mafia Boss and Austin Beach as Grud. Scott and Austin are part of an audio drama production house in Kentucky called Audio Oblivious Productions. They've produced several shows, their most recent being a wonderfully hilarious series called Winnebago Warrior, The Tale of John Wainaby. You can listen on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Bugle Play, YouTube, or find Audio Oblivious Productions on Facebook. I'll put the links in the show notes. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this minisode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.